We're talking about this graffiti that has gone up in the New Lodge area of North Belfast. Pretty threatening stuff. Essentially threatening, it would appear, contractors who may be tasked with removing any bonfire materials there. You take the wood away, we take your van away, is essentially what it says. The SDLP councillor Tim Atwood is with us, along with Ian McLaughlin, project manager of the Lower Shankill Community Association. Hello, welcome to both of
Good
you.
Afternoon.
A response, first of all, to this graffiti. Pretty sinister stuff.
It's appalling. Nobody has the right to threaten any worker, contractor. And in the past, we've seen public servants and others being targeted for that sort of threatening behaviour. And there can be no attempt no one should be supporting that. It should be condemned outrightly. And in the past, and in the recent past, we've had contractors who have been threatened in relation to removal of bonfire wood. But in those occasions, the police do offer support. And if the contractor's willing, we're able to remove wood in an appropriate way.
Ian, your response as well.
I absolutely agree with Tim, William. The threat needs to be condemned by all right-thinking people, irrespective of the issue which led to or allegedly led to a threat. That threat needs to be condemned. Simple as.
What do we know about this particular bonfire site in the New Lodge?
Well, I represent West, so there's a number of August bonfire sites. And let's be clear, there is a political and community consensus around bonfires in relation to August. So whether it's the New Lodge, Beechmount or Divis, there is a consensus over a number of years now that the communities don't want it. I was in Divis last week talking to the residents. They know it may happen. They hope it doesn't happen, but they would rather it did not happen. And they'd rather council does everything within our powers to prevent that happening, including removal of wood. And that's been the norm, William, for the last number of years for the August bonfires.
It's already been on the books as a rule.
Yes.
Why do we need another vote in the council?
Because obviously, given some of the sensitivities, officers need a political authority for that type of decision.
Political authority or cover?
Well, it's political authority.
Didn't the staff already have the authority?
That was the custom and practice, right?
Yeah.
But obviously, in the current circumstances,
it's an instruction if this goes through tomorrow night.
Absolutely. That'll be a full council decision. So we didn't need to be here. Last week, we discussed it. As I said, it's been custom and practice that we lift wood in nastiest areas because there's no support for it. We lift woods with the support of private landowners and their land and on the housing executive land too. And that's been welcomed in the past. All we needed was agreement by all parties that for the August bonfires that would go through. In the absence of unionist support for that, we've had to have a full council meeting. You know, Ian was saying earlier to me that why did we not go through the committee process? Committees take too long because that'll bring us into September. We had to have a special council meeting to ratify that decision, and I hope that is supported today. But all it does is bring us back to the normal practice in terms of the August bonfires, where there is that consensus to act.
Ian, is that not an appropriate and responsible approach to an issue that is a big issue for many people in our communities?
William, bonfires have been an issue for many years in our communities.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Absolutely. I think it's important to stress the great strides that have been made by City Council and other partners in working with communities from both a nationalist or unionist background to manage these events in a way that becomes more celebratory for communities.
Which is probably why so few bonfires are actually problematic, yeah, as we've seen.
Yes. The issue, I think, for many ratepayers would be that it appears, and I know Tim has alluded to it, that normal council protocol has been stepped aside. These motions should go via the Shared City Partnership Committee before being ratified there and brought to full committee. So the danger when you talk about bonfires or other such emotive issues is that it's almost as though the issue has now been politicised. I think it's Councillor McVeigh, who happens to be the Sinn Féin party leader, who has proposed the motion. So almost entirely what we see throughout the city is a polarisation of opinion behind, you know, what appears to be a Sinn Féin position on no bonfires and a unionist position on these celebratory events. Now, in the absence of clear political leadership from Stormont, that in itself creates a different dynamic within communities, and it's one that we could all do without, in my opinion.
You have to do something, don't you, when you've got some contentious bonfire sites, really, these skyscraper bonfires, perilously close to buildings. We've seen some of the damage they've already caused this year. You have to do something, don't you?
Absolutely agree, William. But I think the use of the word enforcement, again, is a polarising issue. I tend not to use enforcement, but empowerment. Empowerment of communities. Communities need to understand that, you know, there is no hidden agenda to remove these so-called cultural events from their ethos. But they also need to understand that these events must be held in a managed way, in a way that doesn't cause offence, doesn't cause undue harm to the environment, etc., etc., etc. Publicity around the issue is the thing that creates the underlying concerns.
Why is that?
Well, for example, during the lifetime of the Belfast City Council bonfire scheme, City Council had an appointed contractor in place whose role it was in working with communities would have removed tyres and other hazardous materials from bonfires. The publicity that has generated around the issue has led to an incredible situation today whereby City Council are allegedly trawling contractors in GB mainland to come to Belfast to remove these hazardous materials. Now, the contractors in many cases have carried on this work diligently throughout the years, working with communities, removing hazardous materials. When the publicity is generated around the topic, the contractor appears to walk away because of probably
perceived threats.
Perceived threats, security concerns,
and possibly real threats
for himself and his or her employees. So that in itself highlights the whole political, for me, the agenda behind this entire topic.
Tim, on that point, before we get to the wider issue, is that the case? Has the City Council and its officers been trawling people in Great Britain, contractors, to try and possibly do this job?
I would imagine that it's not an easy job to do, especially in the context of Northern Ireland. We know in the past and currently that people do, whether it's sort of micro groups or paramilitary groups, have threatened individuals and public sector staff. And we know from last year, I think in July...
It's a difficult commercial pitch, isn't it?
Of course, it's very difficult. In July, I think we made a positive decision where we agreed, all parties agreed in council, that where there was bonfire sites that presented a danger to people's property or home, we would remove the wood, subject to getting a contractor. So in East Belfast, we couldn't get a contractor who would go in.
So it is the case that this trawling is going on?
Well,
commercial trawling.
Obviously, you have to find a contractor who's willing to do it. And that makes sense.
But the reality is,
William, the reality you have to trawl that is some people don't want to do it because there's threats. And in terms of August bonfires in the past, there's been threat to contractors as well. But with community work and on the ground and with police support in the likes of Divis, they've been able to go in and remove that wood. But I wonder why...
Can I take you to the other point first, though? Of course, you can say what you want to say, but Ian suggesting that media concentration on this issue and also politicisation of the issue has made it much worse than it needs to be.
Well, as I said, there was no need for this special meeting tomorrow. We could have remained with custom and practice. When there wasn't the consent from unionism to have that decision, then we had to get a political decision. That's why we have to ratify tomorrow. But what's more important, go back to Ian's wider point, there is a difference of opinion in Belfast and maybe across the north about bonfires. In nationalist areas, there is a political consensus opposed to them. And we are trying to work to prevent them because they're not about celebrating culture. They're about criminal and other elements creating chaos in our communities. Clearly, and I've worked with Ian on many of these issues, there is a consent for bonfires in loyalist and unionist areas. And I recognise
Places, depending on the bonfire.
Yes, and I'll come to that. I'm vice chair of the Shared City Partnership, and Ian knows very well about the bonfire and cultural expression programme. And that has developed over the years where there's been tough conversations in unionist communities moving from the traditional bonfire to more of a celebration of their culture. The bonfire in Woodville, and I've seen the videos and the people involved in that, have moved from bonfires at interfaces to a bonfire in a Belfast City Council park, which is a fun event. It's a celebration of the culture. It's safe and appropriate. But we equally know that in terms of East Belfast or Hope Street, there's bonfires that are a threat to life, people and property.
And that is the question. What do we do with those who are not prepared to play ball on those schemes?
Ian and his community has had tough conversations about murals.
Yeah.
Difficult conversations about how you move from the negative fear-driven murals of the past to reimagining the Shankill Road. Why can't we reimagine bonfires? Why can't we have bonfires that are safe and appropriate, that celebrate unionist culture in an appropriate way, but those bonfires that are a threat? And after Grenfell, we need to ensure that we protect people and property.